Monsieur chapter on Mishnah 12, and the Mishnah is still going to carry on discussing paying someone on time, paying your work on time. It says Mishnah Echad Sachar Adam Ve'Echad Sachar Behemet. It doesn't only apply to hiring a person, but it also applies to hiring an animal. If you hire an animal from the person, you've also got to pay for the the rent on time. Ve'Echad Sachar Kalim, and also for vessels. If you hire a vessel, you've got these mitzvahs to pay on time. And there's Yesh Boy, and the mitzvahs are B'yomo Titan Scharoi. That's the first pasuk, that's in Devarim. And the other pasuk, V'yesh Boy Mishum Lo Salin Pula Schar Itcha Ad Boike. The other pasuk that's in Vayikra. Those are two of the three pasukim, actually, that apply to this category. And Masa, so when does it apply? Bizman Shetavoa, all of this is also another principle, that it only applies when the person claims. In other words, you only transgress this prohibition if it's the time for paying and the person claims. But lo tvo, but if he doesn't claim, he doesn't want his wages yet, so then you haven't, so you haven't transgressed. Also interesting, it's only if the person's asking for his wages.
Does this apply to the others as well?
Yeah. In Mecha Eitzel Chenvani.
And afraid to ask.
So then that's their problem. Sometimes a person can discharge the onus by giving him an order for a shopkeeper. He goes and says, go shop at Woolworths for your wages of 1,000 rand for the day or whatever. And that way you'll pay. Or Eitzel Shulchani, or you can send him to a money changer. And he can say to the, go get your money from that money changer. I prearranged with him that when you come there, he'll give you 1,000 rand. And in those cases, not ever allowed. He hasn't transgressed. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to say to the worker, go fetch your wages from the shop with the money changers. Sachir, Bizmano Nishba V'Noital. If the worker claims for his wages in the time, in the correct time, that we said in the previous Mishnah, and the owner says, no, I've paid you. I've actually paid you your wages already. He claims them, and the owner says, I've paid you. So in that case, Nishba V'Noitel, quite an amazing thing. The worker can take an oath that he hasn't received his wages yet, and we make the owner pay him his wages again. If he takes that oath, but that's only in the right time. Avar Zmano, if the right time is passed for paying him, Eino Nishba V'Noitel, he cannot take this oath and claim his wages. Interesting, huh? Im yesh edim shetvah, if he's got witnesses that he asked for his money in the correct time, harezin nishpa v'noitel, he can even come afterwards and take the oath and claim his wages. Fascinating concept. Ger toshav yesh bo mishum b'yomo titen scharo. Now, ger toshav, there's actually different opinions. There's a machlokas what exactly means a ger toshav. Some say it means a non-Jew who's renounced just idolatry. Some say it's a non-Jew who keeps all the seven mitzvahs b'nai noach. But if we put that aside, but whatever ger toshav is, yeshbo mishum b'yomo titen scharo, the mitzvah that this pasuk applies to him, that you've got to give him is on the same day you shall give him his hire. It applies even to a ger toshav, even to a non-Jew in that category. The einbo mishum lo talin pula schar itcha ad boiker. But what doesn't apply to him is the other pasuk that says the wages of a hired worker shall not abide with you all night until the morning. That pasuk doesn't apply to him. And so he brings out over here that when you learn into the pasuk, he brings up here because at the beginning of the verse it says, you shall not oppress your neighbor. And they learn your neighbor means just Jews. It doesn't apply to a non-Jew. So it would come out that if you did, if you transgressed against the ger toshav, it would like you would be doing only one isur, not two. I don't know what difference. When you get up there, you've got still got to answer.